News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Now, fewer young employees aspire to management roles, with latest research suggesting just 6% of Gen Z want to be the boss. Caroline Reid is head of HR with NFP. Caroline, Gen Z are finding their way into work, but according to this survey, they're happy enough where they are, don't want to push themselves to great limits.
And listen, who'd blame them? I mean, this management responsibility, Jonathan, that they don't want to draw on themselves. I suppose a lot of this generation are trying to say, okay, well, look, we're happy to do the job, but we really value work-life balance. And we really value the fact we don't want additional stress. And ultimately, I suppose, I think one of the key things to this is if we don't start nurturing and training this cohort early in their career, and that means right now, based on the research, which says they're not really interested in these management roles, we're going to have a huge problem. So I think it's really important to give them the skills to help them get the confidence in terms of managing the cohort of employees.
Mm. Now, can I just go out on a limb here and at the risk of offending anyone who was born between 1997 and 2012 who's listening, this was the first generation who decided they didn't want to speak to people on the phone. So they don't want to speak to people on the phone. They don't want to get promoted. I don't mind them looking after their mental health, but is there a little lack of get up and go amongst this cohort?
I definitely think it's more a balance between I don't want the hassle, if I'm being totally honest, Jonathan. I think a lot of them see managing people as a huge responsibility that daunts them greatly and ultimately is something that's really, really stressful. And I think we have to take responsibility as employers to say, we really need to nurture and coach and train these people, because in a lot of organizations, we promote people into management positions to manage people just because they've been there quite a while or because they're technically good at the job. We don't actually do it because they've got the management skills for the job. And oftentimes we just presume that they'll be able for that rather than actually proactively training them. So I think this is a good warning signal, to be honest, to say if we expect and we want these people to take this responsibility, we really need to start coaching them, mentoring them, and also doing actual training, because the practical skills of giving feedback, dealing with people who have personal issues, you know, dealing with underperformance, dealing with even just constructively delegating work and delegating it well and holding people account and then supporting them. Loads of people tell us all the time, my manager isn't clear. My manager didn't give me any feedback. My manager didn't tell me there was an issue until it goes all nuclear. So I think we need to take a lot of responsibility here.
Hold on a second. For that. I'm calling out parents on that one, because if you and I know, look, I'm born in 1976, so God knows I'm generation geriatric.
I'm with you.
But we were taught to perceive what was going on. We were able to read body language. We weren't taking offence at everything that came through and school of hard knocks and all that. This generation, that's one we're talking about now, arguably, if you say boo to them, they take terrible offence, Caroline.
I suppose, though, to be fair, Jonathan, we had an awful lot more summer jobs. We had an awful lot more opportunity for learning.
We were better out the door to get those summer jobs as opposed to don't worry about it, love, sit in your arse there for the summer, it'll be grand.
I suppose I remember I'm one of the cohort that worked in the White Sands Hotel in Ballyhaig from when I was super young and learned the balance of emotional intelligence actually is just plum awesome giving good customer service. So I think we have to reassess though that now people who progress to potentially managing their peers even, they need practical skills to do so, because if we're not going to give them those skills, they're not going to take on the mantle. Or worse again, if they take on the mantle, they're going to do it really badly, and then we're going to be dealing with other HR issues. So I think this is really good research and really good, like, you know, reminder here to go, this isn't a job for everyone to start with, and second of all, I suppose the skills need to be, you know, at least developed and nurtured. and at least, you know, give people the best chance of success, I think, because the impact they have is great. Everybody knows what a bad manager is like, and the old adage of people join organizations and leave managers is actually still true.
Yeah, and the only thing I'll say is that this is potentially great news for Generation Alpha. Now, they were born between 2010 and 2024, so the crowd born in 2024, not too much to worry about work yet. But the 2010 lads are starting to come through in the next couple of years, and they're probably going to eat everyone else's dinner, aren't they? So there might be a misgeneration in management.
Yes, but I think there's still loads of capability and loads of potential in this generation. We just need to give them practical skills to harness. And to be honest, I think then we're going to be rocking and rolling. But I think this is definitely a reminder to go. Not everybody knows how to manage organically. I think summer jobs and graduate experience, co-op placements, etc., are so valuable. But I think we can't take it for granted that this is just a natural skill people have.
Okay, Caroline Reedy, Head of HR with NFP. Thanks for joining us. Gen Z, if by any chance you're up, do you want to defend yourselves? If you're heading to work on the train this morning, going in to confront your boss, stand up for your generation. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.